And stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love that he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife that I may go into her, for my time is completed." So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a feast. But in the evening he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. Laban gave his maid Zilpha to his daughter Leah to be her maid. When morning came, it was Leah. And Jacob said to Laban, "What have you done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "This is not done in our country, giving the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, and we will give you the other one also in return for serving me for another 7 years." Jacob did so and completed her week. Then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel as a wife. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand as we say together the first part of the Te Deum Laudamus. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as the Lord. All creation worship you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. Please be seated for the second reading.
Most of Jesus' teaching about the kingdom of heaven came in parables. Not everyone could instantly understand them, but they were cherished by the first Christians. Here, he gives four such illustrations to show the immense value and vast size of his kingdom. The New Testament reading is from Matthew, chapter 13, beginning at verse 31. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour, until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old.
We stand to say together the Jubilate Deo, page 104. O shout to the Lord in triumph, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his face with songs of joy. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Come into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, his loving mercy is forever, his faithfulness throughout all generations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Words from the scriptures from the Old Testament reading this morning. Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. In the early years of my ministry as rector in Gilnehirk and subsequently in Oughtonards, the majority of wedding ceremonies in the community took place in church. Not only was it a more church-going era, but the only alternative in those days was the registry office, which was less photogenic and usually limited in space. Consequently, I could be, and indeed I was, overwhelmed by the number of weddings at which I was asked to officiate. The greatest number in one year when I was in Oughtonards was 29. And I know a former church warden of mine is present this morning who's now living in this area. And church wardens in those days would have said there seemed to be another five or six to see you at the conclusion of this service. All that meant considerable preparation and many meetings with couples to enable me to get to know them well, to discuss with them their hopes and their expectations for a future, and often the reason they wish to marry in the first place in church with a Christian ceremony. As you and I realize, times have changed greatly. Now many opt for a secular ceremony in a hotel or elsewhere. With very rare exceptions, Church of Ireland clergy cannot officiate at a wedding ceremony outside a consecrated religious building. Of course, many couples live together for years without marrying. That is a simple statement of fact. Thankfully,